Dan Hoyer is stacking 200 cardboard boxes at a display in the East Town Gander Mountain store in Madison.
Almost made it.
The boxes sell for $52.95 each. In each one is a pair of gloves and two specimen bags to put lymph node samples in. There's also a special prepaid mailing carton with a gel pack to keep the specimen cool and instructions for cutting the lymph nodes out.
It's got return shipping paid on the box already. All the laboratory fees, and then they mail you back a postcard with the results.
But results for the test could take up to 5 weeks, and that's not good enough for Jeff Powell. He was at Gander Mountain to stock up on hunting supplies, but the test kit isn't on his list.
If I shot a deer in the wild, who wants to wait 1 to 5 weeks, you know, to get your results back if you can eat it or not? But I think it's, I don't think it's the biggest problem as most people think it is, to tell you the truth.
Powell raises deer in central Wisconsin. He's more interested in a different kind of test, a live test he can use to check the health of the 8 deer he has now on his farm. Only about 20 people have signed up to buy the test kits from the Madison store. Store manager Chris Duke says Gander Mountain isn't planning to make money on the kits. They're being sold at cost. He says the goal is just to offer hunters another choice for checking the health of the deer they kill. But it's a choice that experts say offers no guarantee about the safety of venison. Bob Schul is the director of the state's veterinary diagnostic lab.
There is no test available to us anywhere that can show a deer safe to eat. For that matter, no laboratory test is capable of showing a deer absolutely unaffected by chronic wasting disease just because of the nature of the disease and its long pre-incubation period, incubation period, and pre-diagnostic, preclinical period. So these are not food safety tests, and I think whether people get their money's worth is a personal judgment.
An information sheet attached to the test kits echoes that message. In bold print, it reads, "The test the laboratory will use on the deer tissue you send it is not a meat safety test." State officials are telling hunters the best way to assure meat safety is to follow state guidelines on butchering the deer by avoiding cutting through the spinal column, the brain, or lymph nodes. That message is being broadcast loud and clear in a video playing at Gander Mountain, right beside the CWD test kits.
There's a little cavity, and that's where the actual spinal cord is, where you don't want to make your cuts. Now you just come along the rib bone with the tip of your knife.
On the screen, a hunter with his gloved hands covered in blood wields a knife and a saw and takes the viewer step by step through the process of boning out a deer and preparing it to eat.
A lot of guys cut a little butterfly chop like that, pan fry that in butter, and that makes a real good sandwich on a hard roll.
The video, produced by a Sheboygan hunting group, is on sale for $9.99. That's a lot less than the cost of the CWD test kit, but so far, hunters haven't been flocking to buy the video either. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is the little inside tenderloin that I was talking about earlier. And it